Hello, I'm Doug Apple with a very special program lined up for you. Our guest, I have two people with me, one in the studio and one on the phone line. On the phone is Miss Crystal Bowers.
And hey, she is, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm just fine. I want to tell everybody who you are. You are the president of Billboards for Christ. And I'll give your website immediately, billboardsforchrist.org. Also here in the studio with us is a designer for Billboards for Christ, Mr. Michael Woodard. And Michael, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you both with us. And we're talking about Billboards for Christ, and really, it sounds pretty self-explanatory, Billboards for Christ. But we'll start with you, Crystal. This is kind of your brainchild, your vision that the Lord has given you, but tell us, what is Billboards for Christ?
Well, Billboards for Christ, very simply, is a 501c3 nonprofit, non-denominational ministry. It's dedicated to posting God's Word on billboards, bus shelters, bumper stickers, even little business cards, and on the informational highway by our websites.
So it's a little more than just Billboards for Christ.
It is. It's permeating everywhere.
Now, how did you go from billboards to bumper stickers and more?
Well, Body of Christ. God, since it's God's brainchild, and I just followed him, he's the one who wants his word everywhere. We already know that because the word says, proclaim it. And so at one point, we put billboards up in Austin, Texas. And a man saw it, and he said, can you please make bumper stickers? And we said, sure, but we need the funds to it. He says, here's the funds. And he says, you pick the verses, so the Body of Christ will pick the verses. And so we did that. We have 20 bumper stickers. And that's how it's grown with business cards. People said, do you have something to hand out? And so there are two Bible verses with a website. And about 4 months ago, someone I know personally brought someone else to Christ, born again and saved, a man probably around 50 years old who was suicidal because of reading one of the scriptures on that little business card of Billboards for Christ.
I was just going to ask you, how can people find out or buy your bumper stickers?
Well, it's simple. There are only two places to find out about it, but there's one place to buy it. To find out about it is on our website, billboardsforchrist.org. There's a contact page, but there's also, right on the front page, it says about the business cards. It's actually 100 little business cards for $3, and that's only because of shipping. They write us at P.O. Box 27, Chester, Maryland, 21619, and it's made out to Billboards for Christ, Incorporated, P.O. Box 27, Chester, Maryland, 21619.
And I guess that address is on your website, billboardsforchrist.org.
It is. It is. And it's also on all of our websites on the very bottom, because that's the only way we receive any funds. It's always through the post office box.
All right. Now, Crystal, let's go back in time a little bit. There was a time when there was no Billboards for Christ. And all of a sudden, something snapped within your mind, within your spirit, and you said, I must do this. Take us back before there were Billboards for Christ, and then how did it come to be?
All right. Well, in 1996, my family and I were having the opportunity to drive all over the nation, all over the United States, up and down the East Coast, Canada, the West Coast. And as we're driving, of course, like anyone else, I'm seeing billboards. But none of them had any value to me. They all were trying to sell something or manipulate an emotion, but none of them had everlasting value. And because I love God's Word and I love Christ Jesus, who is the Word of God, I was like, Lord, wouldn't it be wonderful to put your word up there? That all these drivers who are driving past can have a direct conversation with you, the Word of God. And so I thought it was so cool that if God ever did that, it would be so wonderful to do that I started writing down the phone numbers of these empty billboards. If you hear a noise, it's the airplane overhead.
Yes, I can hear it.
And so in time, actually about 2 years later, I almost pictured in my mind as if I had this huge stack, which I did have, but it wasn't organized that way, of envelopes or notes saying the numbers, the phone numbers, and I realized I'm accountable to God to ask him about this. And so at a Bible study in my home, I said, guys, can we please pray? And out loud I asked the Lord, I said, God, you know this idea of billboards for Christ, for you. I said, but if it's my idea, it's dead. But if it's your idea, it'll fly. Would you please show me concretely that you want me to do this? I'm not going to look for a sign. Because if it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter. But if you show me concretely, I will do what you say. And so about a week later, I was driving down the highway with my children in the car, and I got a flat tire. And the details of this are on the website of billboardsofchrist.org testimony, because there are more details than this. But a man came by to help us with a flat right away. After I prayed, Lord, send someone for your glory to fix our flat. And so when the man came, he's fixing the flat, and the Lord asks me to ask him if he's a Christian, because I had asked God to glorify himself. And so, very trepidatiously, I said, are you a Christian, sir? He says, yes, I'm a Christian. And I thought, oh, great. Everyone and their brother says they're a Christian. They might have entered a church one time, went to a wedding, mm-hmm. been baptized as a baby. So I said, sir, are you born again? He says, yes, ma'am, I am born again by the blood of Christ Jesus. And so then the Lord asked me to ask him what he does for work. And I asked him, quick, give me a verse why I should do that, because we're supposed to care for one another. So I said, okay, sir, what do you do for work? And he looked up at me, and he says, I'm a billboard designer. And I gasped, and I asked God for something concretely. So I said, do you have a business card? And he says, yes, ma'am. He goes and takes out of his pocket and hands me a business card. And as I held that, I knew I had concrete proof that Jesus wants his word posted on billboards. And that's how it got started, and God's people have been helping all the way through.
Now, Crystal, it sounds like you are a great person of prayer. You're dropping prayers left and right throughout this story. Just give us a tiny bit of your own testimony. How did you come to Christ yourself?
I was 18 years old. I was at college, and it was the first time in my entire life I was actually alone. Usually I was always with my family or my, you know, my parents or with people. And this time I had 1 month alone at this university. And I realized, what am I going to do with myself with this time? And of course the tempter comes by and says, how about this or that? And I'm like, no, I don't want to wreck myself over. And then I heard the Lord, not audibly, but in good thoughts like I had when I was a little girl. And he said, want to spend time with me? And I remember the times as a little child, just thinking and playing with him. I was an only child, so you got lots of time to do it that way. And so I said, yes, but then I realized, I said, my mind is going to get in the way. My heart is with you is exactly what I said. My heart is with you, but my mind's going to get in the way. He says, what do you want to do about it? I said, I want to go to the library. I want to make sure that you are the God that you say you are. I'm going to read about all these other religions. And so the Lord said, go ahead, but don't take too long. There's always a window of opportunity, and you never want to be past that. And so I went to the library, and I pulled books off the shelf. And because God says, go ahead, he empowers you. And I got to breeze through books of every religion, of every Eastern, Mideastern, every religion, because I was trained, raised up by my family to be thorough and intellectual and thorough. And so they all spoke about a God of truth, a God of love, but none of them. And I said, as I was going to the library, I want something that's real and accurate and proof. I want a God who proves himself, that actually has relationships with people, that does things in history and changes things. I had a criteria, because I don't want to believe in a wafty thing that doesn't exist, because I can't base my life and my soul on that. And so as I'm going through it, I'm finding all these, some of them changed over time, these religions. So finally, he says, are you done? Because I kind of paused. I had finished. And it was within 10 days because that's what I did. I mean, I only had one course to take. I had lots of free time. And I was empowered to study and learn fast. I was a woman with a mission on a quest. And so he said, okay. And I knew to take the Bible. I didn't want to take the Bible. My hand, my flesh didn't. But my heart said, I've committed God, told God, I promised him I would do this. So I grabbed the Bible and I opened it up and I suddenly realized, this is a book of books and it's got lots of facts in it. And I said, so where am I supposed to use? Go to the Old Testament. Now, I grew up in a church that was a major denomination that read from the Bible, but I didn't know. And so I go to the front of the book. Because I'm really wafting with him and not on just my flesh. It's like, I want to know from my heart. And so I go to the front of the book, and you've asked this, so I got to tell you, I had a vision. A screen comes up above the book, and I see a hand, a finger coming down, It's a hand with a rope along the arm and a finger pointing down, and I see one man. And that one man I understand is Abram. Now, mind you, I am not a Bible scholar at this time. I don't know much, but I understand because the Holy Spirit or God, however you want to put it, lets me know. This is one man. Then, after that, I see more people, and I see a lot of people all dressed up with cattle and sheep and goats and all different colored robes. They're knit and they're formed. They're scratchy. It's like now what I realize, Hebrew clothing. And I see one man, and I recognize him as Moses. Not because of the Charlton Heston movie, but because he's in charge of all these people. Thousands, millions, it seemed, of people. And then he dies. He's gone. He's not there anymore. And the grief and the mourning is overwhelming. They have no one else to talk to them about God. And I read about that later on, but I didn't know that in the natural. And then comes one man who looks no different than anyone else. And he's milling around, and he doesn't look anywhere important. No one's really paying a lot of attention to him. And suddenly he rises up. He looks just like all the other Jews. He rises up, literally, up from where all the people are milling around, up to halfway where the arm was and where the people are, like in the middle of the air. And he's on a cross. And I gulp, and I say, that's Jesus. Now, I didn't know Jesus. I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. And I went, oh, my goodness. And then he dies. And then suddenly, all the people who are believers are now up where the arm was. They're all milling around wearing white outfits. And I said to the Lord, because of my background, I said, oh, I know heaven's lots of white people in white outfits, lots of colored people, you know, different colored people, colors of all, but all the wearing white. I said, Lord, what is this? I don't understand this. And he says, that's where all the followers of Christ, all the, he didn't say this audibly. Later on, I learned we're seated in heavenly places. But I understood that people from every tribe, nation, tongue are up there, and that's where we live. That's where we have our being and our move and have our being. And suddenly I realized, I'm not like that at all. I have no value, no worth. I am less than worth. I am depravity. Now, mind you, I was a pure woman. I wasn't someone who cursed. I wasn't someone who often lied, rarely, but lied on occasion, was deceptive, wanted my own way. According to this world standard, I was considered a very good girl, a very obedient daughter. That doesn't cut it with God. I knew I was undone, and I wanted to melt beneath the library floor, and yet I knew I would go right to hell, right to the flames. I knew that, and so I prayed my first prayer to the God that I understood, the God who is fearful and holy in a good way, in good way to have fear of that. And I said, please get me out of here safely, because I knew if I got hit by a car, I'd go straight to hell, safely and back to my dorm room, because that's where he talked to me last time, so I knew I'd be safe there. And so sure enough, I almost sensed like an angel's leading, although I didn't see one, and I'm watching all these people around me, and I suspected they were all dead like I was, all without any life, without any hope. And so I make a beeline as cautiously as I can, because I don't want to trip, I don't want to fall, I don't want to die. And I get into my dorm room and I say, Jesus, I'm here, I'm safe, I'm here, I arrived, I'm safe. And then I realize, okay, I can't live here forever. I can't be in this room forever. And I also, my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to, I need to be born again and saved. This was in 1976, when Jimmy Carter was going around, born again, have you found it, I never lost it, that kind of thing. And so I knew that from the terminology, someone is born again and saved. And so I said to Jesus in that room, in this little single woman's dorm room, a female dorm, I said, Lord Jesus, I want you to send someone down to the ladies' lounge and have me born again and saved. I want to be saved. And so as I'm locking the door as I leave my room, stepped out, I said, Jesus, I'm going downstairs now. I'm going downstairs now. And so I go downstairs. And the enemy says, oh, why don't you sit in the back seat? Not that I could hear him, but you could sense, oh, well, you know, maybe. I says, I want to sit in the front. I want to be found. I want to sit in the center. And so I joke with God. I have a great sense of humor, and I'm a little anticipatory, like, is he going to show up? Am I wrong? Am I just an illusionary? What's going on here? And I look at my watch. He says, Lord, I hope it won't be long. How long will it be? He said, not long, but how long have I been waiting for you? And I knew it was 6 years. I knew from age 12 to 18, God had been wanting me, and I kept saying no. And I said no. I was without excuse. But he was not without excuse. And so soon after that, within 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half, a woman starts coming down. She's wearing black. She's wearing a black skirt, a black leotard shirt. She's all dressed in black. I said, Lord, is that her? I expect you to be white, all dressed in white and all, you know, bounding with light. He says, but she's clean on the inside. And I was convicted. I knew I was not clean. And I felt so bad, but I knew I had hope. I'm going to be saved. I'll be clean. So sure enough, she comes down, looks around the room, sees me, and says, excuse me, but I was reading the Bible, and I had a distinct impression that God wanted me to come down. And I blurted out, yes, I sent you. And I was corrected. My thoughts were corrected. My heart, my mind was corrected to not say a falsehood. I asked Jesus to send you, and Jesus sent you. Oh, really? Why? I says, I want to be born again and saved. I want to be filled with the Spirit. And so she had me say a sinner's prayer, and then I asked for the Holy Spirit to fill me and to teach me, to guide me and grow me, to be in His image however He wants. And so that mission hasn't changed. It's for everyone to know Him, love Him, serve Him by the blood of Christ Jesus' salvation.
Well, that is an amazing, incredible, and we give God the glory for that story. And I better let everybody know who we're talking to. We're speaking with Crystal Bowers, the president of Billboards for Christ. And it sounds like you've got some airplanes circling around you. Maybe that's a sign that you need to get into the skywriting witnessing.
If Jesus brings people to say, do this, we are there. They have to make it affordable or possible, and we are there.
Well, I just want to remind everybody that $1 pays for 10,000 people to see God's word on a billboard. And we'll tell you that this again later on in our program. But all you have to do is, if you want to send a donation, you feel like this same God who saved Crystal Bowers, who saved millions of others, if you think that He could speak His word through Billboards for Christ, and you'd like to send a donation, like I said, you don't have to give a million, though we wouldn't argue with that. But even a dollar pays for 10,000 people to see God's word through Billboards for Christ. And we have a P.O. box for you. You can make a note of this. P.O. Box 27. That's easy to remember. P.O. Box 27, Chester, Maryland. And that's M.D. for Maryland. Chester, Maryland, 21619. Or you can just go to billboardsforchrist.org and you can find that same P.O. box. And we're talking with Crystal Bowers, the president of Billboards for Christ, the website, billboardsforchrist.org. All right, so here's the thing. You mentioned earlier, Crystal, the word websites, as if you have more than just one website. And it sounds like you try to make this all work in tandem so that you have the Billboards for Christ and you have websites. So talk to me a little bit about that whole strategy you're working there with the internet.
Well, you're right, Doug. There are three websites, and they do all run together. They all are by Billboards for Christ Incorporated, and they all feed different messages. There are three websites. The first one is called billboardsforchrist.org. Then there's needhope.net and truthloves.com. Billboardsforchrist.org has the basics, who God is, who the Holy Spirit is, who Jesus Christ is, the messianic prophecies. It's got lots of straight Word of God theology. If anybody has a question about the Bible, so to speak, it's answered there. Needhope.net is serving people who need hope. It has more of the relational God section, like the personal God, a God of hope, and it's all Scripture again. So when we have a message that says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, we also can write needhope.net on the bottom of that billboard. They go there and they find out about the God who loves them without measure. But it also points them, like they all do, into a relationship with the living God based on Jesus' work, not on their works. And then the last website is called truthloves.com. That's a little bit less relational. Michael put a message up there that says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And that says truth loves. God is truth. Jesus says He is the way and the truth and the life. And God is love, and He loves. So that also points to relationship, but it also feeds into the other. In fact, they all, like you said, are interrelated. You can go onto one website and then move on to another one because of the different links. But they all exalt the word of Jesus Christ, the word of God, and a relationship for salvation from souls and for nurturing and maturing so that no one is just left alone. They have the Word of God, and they have us who can pray for them and relate with them how God sees fit.
So all these websites, Crystal, does that mean you're some kind of a webmaster?
Yes, I guess so, but I don't get any payment. It's all donation, just like every other volunteer. And in fact, that's all it is. I serve, I pray. My name is not listed on them. Only on one place is it listed where it's the testimony. But otherwise, it's not about me, it's not for me, it's about Christ, it's for Christ, and I am basically just plain invisible.
Now, you mentioned volunteers. Are there any paid staff for Billboards for Christ?
There are zero people paid staff. There are zero perks other than a relationship with Jesus, which we have, that Jesus gives. No one gets paid. There's no money. There are no administrative costs. There's no cost for paper or for postage or anything. All that is covered by volunteers. So 100% of every donation goes strictly to two things. One is the manufacturing of the billboard, because the company has to do that. And then the posting of the billboard for an outdoor advertiser, we have to pay them. But otherwise, we have designers who volunteer their time to Christ, to have His Word exalted. And we have three of those. And we could have more. Whoever wants to join in God's work, this is your place. This is the body of Christ at action. So there, we're only volunteers, and we serve cheerfully unto the Lord, because that's who we serve. Colossians 3, 23, 24.
Well, it sounds like you said the body of Christ in action. Sounds like the way the body of Christ ought to work when Jesus is the head.
Amen.
Now, you're taking a look at this Billboards for Christ website, billboardsforchrist.org. You can go there and you can find this mailing address, or you can go ahead and jot it down right now, because one of those questions is, you know, where does the money go? Does it go into some gigantic administrative cost and a teensy whittle drop to missions and ministry? Well, in this case, it's all going towards the ministry. And what we were saying earlier, a dollar pays for 10,000 people to see God's Word on a billboard. So just a few dollars. You could send a check to Billboards for Christ at P.O. Box 27. That's in Chester, Maryland, 21619. So, Crystal, I guess that means you're in Chester, Maryland.
Well, not far away from it. That's true. And that 10,000 people is just for one day.
Just a day, 10,000.
For one day, 10,000 people in one day.
How many billboards do you have up around the country right about now?
Probably about 30. We've had more and less than that over time. What happens is we post it up, and they can stay up as sometimes indefinitely, sometimes short term. So we always could use more people saying, I want to see this in my area. It's easy to contact us. You can contact us from the P.O. box that you mentioned. You can contact us by a contact form on any of those websites and say, I would like to see this message, or please come to my neighborhood and give us the town and the city. We don't want anything from anyone. We don't, you know, care about, you know, where they live and what they do. We just want the body of Christ to infuse the desire for God's Word to be among everyone.
Well, also with us here is Michael Woodard. He is one of the billboard designers. And Michael, we've kind of left you out here for a little bit. We've been talking with Crystal and heard her testimony, how she got involved with Billboards for Christ, also how she came to Christ on her own. But let's go ahead and bring you in on this interview just a little bit. And go ahead and tell us just a little bit about how you ended up with this idea of being involved with Billboards for Christ. Because if I remember the story right, at first, you sort of had your idea of maybe just on your own putting up billboards. And then from there, you ended up somehow getting in contact with Crystal. She probably prayed you in, but...
I wouldn't doubt that. Well, basically, a couple of years ago, I was looking for a ministry to get involved in which I could, you know, share the gospel better, be more effective in doing that. And up until that time, I was, you know, trying to witness for Christ, but not really doing that with too many people. And the people that I would meet occasionally, I always felt somewhat inadequate in that capacity, just feeling like after the fact that if I, you know, kind of maybe disappointed myself in my ability to convey the gospel in a way that would have persuaded the listener to believe in the gospel. And afterwards kind of kicking myself and maybe beating myself up too much for maybe not being effective that way, feeling like if I'd only said things differently or had different or more Bible verses memorized, I would have been more effective. And after a while of doing that, a couple of years maybe, it occurred to me that instead of, you know, beating myself up, why not just put the word out there, just present the word and let the word persuade people, just like the word persuaded me. So that was a couple of years ago, and I had seen billboards on the highway that had messages about the Bible, but not too many, if any, really, that had the actual word of God on the sign. So the idea of putting billboards up kind of evolved. I wanted to capture people's attention with a graphic image and then share the word with them on the sign. You know, I got a full-time job and family and everything. I didn't have a lot of time to start my own ministry. So instead of trying to do that, I figured it'd be better to just, you know, partner with an existing ministry or maybe piggyback on one. And that way I could do primarily what I wanted it to do, which was just design billboards.
And so you found yourself designing some billboards. One of the questions that I had, you keep making reference to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Why not just some catchy little catchphrases or something? Why the emphasis on literally Bible verses on billboards?
A couple reasons. Number one is people who haven't, say non-Christians, people, non-believers, may not understand the significance of the Word of God being the inspired Word. The Bible is inspired by God, and it has power within it to transform lives. And that's what happened in my case. You know, I was raised in a Christian home, but as a teenager, I kind of fell away from the faith. And I'm not even sure how strong my faith was to begin with, but in my late 20s, I was persuaded or maybe encouraged to read the Bible. And I guess I just basically felt finally compelled to read the Bible to kind of put the question to rest as to whether it had any application in my life, whether it was true or not. But I didn't want to invest a lot of time or money, not so much time, but I just didn't want to invest a lot of money in pursuing this. So I went down to a local used bookstore and bought a used Gideon Bible, Old King James Bible, for a quarter, and proceeded to wade through the Bible from, you know, Genesis 1. It was kind of slow and tedious, but I made my way through the Old Testament and got into the New Testament and felt like I was, you know, almost home free. You know, I'm just about to the end. I can see the finish line from here. I was only going to take a few more weeks to get there. So I got partway through the New Testament and hit a verse that just really shocked me. And that was, I can remember that day. I can remember the verse. It was 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. And in that verse, God talks about particular types of sins that would keep people out of the kingdom of God. I think there's 10 types of sins listed in those verses, and I knew that I had committed at least 3 of them, and I thought, good grief. You know, some people read the Bible and focus primarily on the love messages, and every message in the Bible is good, but others of us who are more maybe hard-headed and stiff-necked respond to the warnings that God gives us. Mm-hmm. So I was in that category. You know, God kind of frightened me into believing that I better change my life. And mm-hmm. So anyways, the Word of God, the Word in itself has the power to transform our lives. We live in a society where we have the opportunity to go to a church and hear a sermon. We can turn on the radio and listen to Christian music. We can hear evangelists speaking to us over the radio. We can turn on the television. We can read magazines. We have all kinds of opportunities through all kinds of media in Christian bookstores to hear the gospel. But if we didn't have any of that, if the only thing we had available to us was the Bible, that in itself would be enough to convict us of our sin and to transform our lives. And that's why I think the Word of God is so critical and important, and that's why I want to put it on billboards.
Well, that's Michael Woodard, and we're talking about Billboards for Christ. The website, billboardsforchrist.org. Would you like to help get the Word of God on billboards? You could do it locally. You can do it elsewhere around the country. If you have unsaved friends or loved ones in another city, start slapping up some billboards around there so the Word of God can bring that conviction and reach out and touch them. Now, it's just a dollar can reach 10,000 people in a day to see God's Word on a billboard. So what we're looking for you to do, if the Lord lays it on your heart to do so, is to write a check and send it to Billboards for Christ. You say, well, I want to check it out a little more. Go ahead. Go to billboardsforchrist.org. But when the time comes, just send a check to P.O. Box 27, That's Chester, Maryland, 21619. I'll give it to you again so you can jot it down or punch it into your cell phone. Billboards for Christ, P.O. Box 27, Chester, Maryland, 21619. And also on the phone with us here, we have the president of Billboards for Christ, Crystal Bowers. And Crystal, we're going to turn back to you here just a little bit, and we want to ask you this about these donations. I know we're wanting people to consider giving to the ministry, so when they come to you and they want to get involved and they say, well, I'd like to have a billboard up in my town, exactly what do you do then that leads to a billboard being up in their town?
First of all, I thank them. I appreciate them. I'm so glad. And we here at Billboards for Christ also pray for them because we're so thrilled they want to participate for God's glory. But then we contact the area, the outdoor advertisers in that area, and we ask them what do they have available, how much is it, what sizes. And then we bring that information to the people who have asked we want it in our area. If those people actually want to help support it, if they want to pay for it, they let us know, and we contact and let them know how much it will cost. And then we say, okay, this is what it costs, and they choose a Bible verse that they want to post up as long as it's not condemning. You know, and there's a whole slew of Bible that isn't condemning, but can be plain truth. We have some lots of great plain truth, you know, non-revocable facts, and that's good too. In fact, it's excellent. And Michael's very good at doing that stuff. That's why it's just an amazing thing to be part of the body, to see all the different flavors that portray the whole picture of God and his love for us. And so I contact them, let them know that information, and then they get back to me. Sometimes there are groups of friends who put up billboards. Sometimes it's a church. Sometimes it's just a mother who's a single mother. We've had all sorts of types of people. And so basically we interact by email, and then it gets accomplished.
And next thing you know, you've got a billboard up there. So you have these billboards up around. What year did you start this? When did you begin Billboards for Christ?
Well, it was incorporated in 1999.
So it's been over a decade since you've started doing this. So now let's ask this question, the question about results. What kind of results, what kind of responses have you had?
We've had tons of responses, and the cool thing is our responses aren't just from the United States. They're international responses. We get emails, or I should say contact form emails, from people all over the planet, all over the nations, because they go to the website and they learn about who this God is. But direct results from the billboards, from seeing the billboard, is a really special thing. When they see a billboard, they see a website listed beneath it. They see a domain name. It could be billboardsofchrist.org, truthloves.com, or needhope.net. We have different messages that we post up there, and we get responses. For example, about a couple years ago, we put along the East Coast, perfect love casts out fear. God is love. Come to me. And we got lots of messages, responses. By God's grace, we've never had a negative. And at one point, this person writes, I saw your billboard sign. It helped me to see where I have feared and where I can find hope and love, ! I appreciate it more than you can imagine, ! Thank you so much for your time and have a great day. We have other ones. This one says, you helped me, from New York City. You helped me give my life to Christ over a year ago. Thank you. Another one was, it was like God was talking to me through your sign. Thank you. Another one says, I just stopped and prayed. Wow. I was driving home and saw your billboard. I just stopped and prayed. Wow, what an amazing God we have. We get emails all the time. It is just amazing. And, of course, we pray for everybody who sends us an email, whether they ask for prayer or not. We do get devastating, sad ones like, I saw your billboard. Please pray for me that I don't end my life. And we respond back. If they give an email address, we respond back. We give them scripture. We give them hope. We give them encouragement because they are terribly, incredibly, deeply loved by God and by the body of Christ. And that's another part of the ministry that's a real honor. And that's why we all volunteer, because we love to see God in action, Jesus in action, his word affecting people that then affects other people for Christ. This is the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. It's awesome.
Well, that's Crystal Bowers of Billboards for Christ, the website billboardsforchrist.org. One of the billboard designers is Michael Woodard here in the studio with us. And Michael, as a billboard designer, that means I guess the first thing you come up with and design the billboard around it is the Bible verse. And so the question is, how do you decide which Bible verses you want to put on a billboard?
That's a good question, Doug. There's so many good verses to choose from. I just kind of tabulated all of the ones that have spoken to my heart over the years from the various Bibles we have in our home where I've highlighted verses or circled verses. I finally just put all that stuff together in a master spreadsheet. And there's probably a couple hundred verses that I want to put on billboards. Given enough time and money, I will be able to do that. But I just last summer picked the first, the top 10 that maybe have influenced my life the most as a Christian.
Now, how did you decide on the top 10?
Well, I guess the ones that spoke to my heart. But everyone, every Christian probably has their own set of verses that they could choose as the top 10. The criteria, I guess, would just be how much of an influence has it had in my life, like the one I mentioned before, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. That was definitely a big one. Another one, I'm not that great at memorizing, connecting verses with references, but another one is, I've got a bumper sticker on the back of my car. It's the one that says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I think that's Isaiah. That's me. I wasn't seeking God, but I found him even though I wasn't seeking him. I had questions about meaning of life and such as a youngster and as a teenager and up until through my 20s, and just kind of I wanted to know, the purpose of life. What are we doing here? What's the meaning of all this? And I never associated God with any of those questions until I read the Bible. So as far as the verses are concerned, I just pick the verses that have meant the most to me personally.
Well, Crystal, let's ask you this question. What are some of your favorite Bible verses that you've actually put on billboards?
Anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And then Jesus says, come to me. That's my favorite. And that has been posted. And that actually came because of another Christian, Stephen Curtis Chapman, had a song with that in the background. And when I heard that, it struck me because that's what changed my life. Jesus made me a new creature. When I came home, after that testimony I told you, when I came home 2 weeks later, I was dressed the same, looked the same, same long blonde hair. My mother said, who are you? You're not the same girl who left. You're not my daughter. And I knew she could see that Jesus Christ lived in me. So that's my favorite verse. But we also have two other verses we do a lot of, which is, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Come to me. We usually piggyback them. Two Bible verses on one billboard. And the other is, the Lord says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Come to me. There are many others that we put up. Draw near to the Lord and he will draw near to you is another one. There are many. You can actually go to billboardsforchrist.org or even needhope.net and truthloves.com, and you can find lots of them listed there. But anybody who hears this, if the Lord has a verse that you say, I know this is valuable and important, the joy of the Lord is my strength, or whatever, we will use that if you want it supported or prayed for or whatever. Most of all, participate. This is not, one person's ministry. I just do a minor part. I'm grateful to have the position I have. It might not be very minor, but it's the whole body of Christ that works. There was a lawyer that gave up his services because I asked a simple question. There was an accountant who came running to say, can we do this? There are people all over the nation. It is the body of Christ. And my deepest prayer and hope is that if anyone hears me from a different nation than the United States, please contact us and see how we can encourage you to put God's word on billboards or bus shelters or in a village sign or in a poster on a car in your nation, so the word of God can infiltrate your people for his glory and his purpose. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than every two-edged sword. It will bear fruit because God promises in Isaiah 55:11. So we're betting on a true thing. It's not even betting. It's all win-win. And it's cheap. 100% goes strictly to the manufacturer and the billboard outdoor advertiser. And it's tax deductible in the United States so far. So be encouraged. We want you to join us. We want you to join the rest of the body of Christ because we need all of you. You who is listening, we want you to join us. So please do.
Well, we're talking with Crystal Bowers, the president of billboardsforchrist.org. And one of the reasons we're making this recording is to invite people to participate and to do their part in the body of Christ if this is what the Lord is leading you to do. So, Crystal, as we wrap up our time together, I'm just going to ask you to give that personal invitation for people to join you in the ministry of Billboards for Christ.
Dear listener, if the Word of God has affected you in any way, if your faith has grown at all, please let the Lord encourage your heart to encourage other people with the Word of God. It's very simple. You contact us with a check for a dollar, $10, $100, even 50 cents. It doesn't matter. But to donate, to feed and to sow into the Word of God only. Every donation is 100% in the United States tax deductible, but it's 100% only going to billboards and bus shelters. There are no administrative costs. But most of all, we want you to join us, not us as people, but us as the body of Christ, to lift up God's word and his name so that he will draw all men to himself. The websites only are dedicated to showing who God is, who he is, how he is, how he operates, and his love and his correction. It does have the full gospel there, and it's for salvation of souls, and it bears fruit. And $1 pays for 10,000 people in one day to read God's word and be changed. There are facts. These people are changed, but it's not because of us, but it's because of God's word on billboards, bus shelters, bumper stickers, business cards. If you want to get some of those business cards, it's 100 cards for $3, and we don't charge for shipping. Or for bumper stickers, it's, I think, $2.50 and no shipping charge. Just please, go for it, because God changes things. His word is alive and active, and it is crucial and needed in this season and time of life, like it is always. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you.
And as we wrap up our time together, Mr. Michael Woodard, one of the designers for Billboards for Christ, do you have any last words?
Yeah, I just want to also mention to the listeners that we also have a brief 3-minute video about the ministry on YouTube. For those who may not have the time to peruse the websites, it's a very succinct video that describes the gist of the ministry. And you can get to it either by going directly to YouTube and typing in truthloves.com, or you can go to the truthloves.com website, and on one of the pages there, there's a link to the video on YouTube.
All right, sounds good. So truthloves.com on YouTube, and you can see that video. So Michael and Crystal Bowers, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. And most of all, listener, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you, and may the word dwell richly within your heart, so he blesses you and he blesses others.
Top that.
That's good.
Can't top the word.
And Michael just had his little goodbye ready, and all of a sudden we've got the benediction from on high.
Amen, and thank you for having us on your show today, Doug.
All right, and I'll remind you one more time, that's billboardsforchrist.org. A dollar pays for 10,000 people in a day to see God's word on a billboard. And we're asking if you'd be willing, if the Lord leads you, lays it on your heart, to make a donation to Billboards for Christ. You can just drop a check in the mail to Billboards for Christ, P.O. Box 27, Chester, Maryland, 21619. And for more information, again, billboardsforchrist.org. So we say God bless you today. Thank you for listening. I'm Doug Apple.